oral arguments for another federal legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act were heard today. It's a case that could have big implications for the law and for this year's midterm elections. The suit is brought by 20 Republican attorneys general and governors from across the country, including Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Julie, welcome back to Central Time.
I'm happy to be here.
We've got all these Republican attorneys general. What's the case they're making here? What's the grounds for the challenge to the Affordable Care Act?
Well, what they are arguing is that last December, when Congress passed the tax bill, it repealed the penalty for not having insurance. It didn't repeal the requirement for not having insurance, but it lowered the penalty to zero. The reason they did that is that was the only way they could do it. But what the Republican attorneys general are arguing is that without that tax penalty, the rest of the law is now unconstitutional because, as they point out, the Supreme Court in 2012 kind of hung the constitutionality of the law on the existence of Congress using its taxing power. And therefore, they say without the tax, there is no more law.
And in the short run, the Republican attorneys general say, hey, judge, let's have a preliminary injunction. Now, what happens if the judge grants that?
That's right. So basically, they're saying, while this case is being litigated, we should put the entire Affordable Care Act on ice. That seems unlikely. Even if this judge, who's a pretty conservative judge, were to do that, that could be appealed immediately on an emergency basis, you know, up the line. And it seems unlikely that, you know, even that the Supreme Court would say, let's pause the entire health law while we argue about this.
Right. If something like that were to happen, and it sounds like you say that's unlikely, but what would that mean for healthcare providers, customers, people in the marketplace, exchanges?
Oh, it would be a giant mess. This affects everything. It's not just people who are on the exchanges and people who are buying their individual coverage through the Affordable Care Act. There this affects Medicare and Medicaid and people with employer-provided insurance. Remember, the Affordable Care Act was a huge, huge law. So it would basically, you know, bring the entire national healthcare system to a screeching halt.
Now, on the other side, we've got Republicans, attorneys general from a number of states, including Wisconsin. This is being defended not as a federal law by the Department of Justice, but by Democratic attorneys general from other states. Why is that happening?
Well, that's because the Department of Justice, in a very unusual move, decided that it didn't disagree entirely with the plaintiffs. And, of course, the Department of Justice are the defendants in this case. What Justice said is that we don't think the whole law is now unconstitutional, but we think that a couple of pieces of the law, and those are the pieces that protect people with pre-existing conditions, they say, well, without the tax penalty, we think those things might be unconstitutional. So they sort of agree and sort of disagree. And so the Democratic attorneys general came in and said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. These are pieces of this law that are really important to us as states, so we're going to intervene to defend the entire law against this lawsuit. And the judge said, okay. So you've basically got sort of three players here. You've got the Republican attorneys general, the Democratic attorneys general, and the Justice Department in the middle.
What are the Democrats defending the law saying? What's the basis of their argument?
Well, their argument is that this is not a very strong legal argument to make about the law. And in fact, they have on their side a number of constitutional lawyers who actually disagreed on previous lawsuits about the Affordable Care Act. So, but they agree that this lawsuit does not have a whole lot of legal merit. And, of course, the Democratic attorneys general have standing because their states get so much money and their insurance systems are so important, you know, have been affected in such important ways by the Affordable Care Act.
Now, you said the preliminary injunction, again, doesn't seem likely, but what are likely outcomes of this case? Where would it go after this judge rules?
Well, they very much chose this venue because this is a very conservative judge, so there's some thought that this judge could agree with them. Then it would go, you know, up to the next level, up to the appeals court level, and possibly up to the Supreme Court, depending on who wants to appeal and what happens. So, you know, that's why the Kavanaugh hearings that are going on today are sort of kind of linked to this, because these are the arguments about particularly the pre-existing condition protections, whether those might be at stake in this lawsuit, and indeed they could be.
Talking to Julie Rovner from Kaiser Health News about the latest big lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, oral arguments going on today. Julie, you've been watching what Congress is doing and how they're watching this case. What are you seeing?
That's right. The number of Republicans in the Senate came out with a bill last week that said, well, even if this got struck down, the pre-existing condition protections got struck down in the courts, they wanted to have this bill that would put them in a different part of law. The problem with that, as they pointed out, is that while the bill that the Republicans introduced last week would require insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions, it wouldn't require them to cover the pre-existing conditions. We saw this a lot prior to the Affordable Care Act, where people who were sort of sent to high-risk pools because they had some kind of disease would go, and they could get coverage, but that disease might not be covered, or it might not be covered for a year. And that's sort of what the Republicans are talking about now, or that's what their bill would do. They say that that was not their intent, but that is what the bill that they've introduced would do. It turns out to be very difficult to do this outside the broader framework.
This is, of course, a midterm election year. Midterm elections just a couple months off. I'll say even today I'm seeing emails from the Democrats saying, hey, this is something people should be worried about, that Republican attorney general in Wisconsin is doing, the Republican governor, candidate for Senate. Are you seeing this as something that could influence elections?
Oh, absolutely. This is, you know, the Democrats are looking at this as something of a gift because it enables them to say that, you know, here are Republicans arguing for something that would take away protections for people who already have illnesses. Those are by far the most popular part of the Affordable Care Act. We know that the Republicans also think that's important because they tried to introduce a bill that would take care of it. So we know that this is something where the Democrats feel like they have a very sort of firm point of attack against the Republicans. On the other hand, Republicans, you know, it's a midterm election. They're trying to gin up their base. So if they can come out and say, look, you know, we didn't get to repeal the Affordable Care Act, you know, in Congress last year, but here's a lawsuit that might be able to make it go away, so they can sort of, you know, turn out their base too. So both sides are sort of using this as a political cudgel, if you will.
I don't know if this is something people are keeping an eye on out there in Washington, but Senator John McCain, the late Senator John McCain, was a key no vote in that effort to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Well, now his interim replacement has been appointed. Might be a yes vote. Could there be another effort in Congress to repeal and or replace the Affordable Care Act?
There could be, but the Republicans still don't have the votes because, remember, in the interim between when McCain did that and now, the Alabama seat turned from Republican to Democrat. So they would still be short a vote, even with, you know, former Senator John Kyle, an opponent of the Affordable Care Act, taking McCain's place. They still don't have the votes, but they are certainly saying that, you know, if they keep control of the House and Senate, that there will be another effort next year.
Let's take this back to Texas before we're done. When do we anticipate a ruling from this judge?
Not entirely clear. It seems unlikely today, but possibly in the next week or two. I mean, they want an injunction. This is not the merits of the case. So generally, those requests are acted on in a relatively short period of time, at least as federal courts go.
Julie, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
My pleasure.
That was Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent at Kaiser Health News, talking to us about a federal lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. Oral arguments in that case took place today in a federal district court in Texas.